behind to me.
Hey, here we go. Here we lie. You lie.
So, it don't sound like it come in that hot. You know, sound like it's got an equal balance. So what y'all listening to is, I've been trying to perfect this beat. And my brethren said, oh, it sounded good on the first day. I didn't think it did. And I went and I watched some things on how to master it because I wanted to give it a new tweak, which I did eventually. But the thing was, I went into this tutorial and I found out something that I didn't know. And I applied it. And I think it sounded okay. Y'all tell me, let me know. But I think it sounded pretty good now. I say this to say that he wanted me to bring this topic up because I went and learned something new.
And yo,
I feel that's the key.
Yeah.
I feel like if you think you already know everything, you already failed. And that's what he wanted to touch on. Apply it to everything in life.
Oh.
I'm telling you about it out of a music scenario.
Oh.
But it can't be applied to life. If you think you know everything, then you already failed. It's always something new that you can learn. You gotta get over yourself to learn something new. You know, when you're full of yourself, you can't learn nothing new. So you get over yourself, you learn something new, and you can branch out from there. You can become bigger than what you was.
For
the people that think they already know everything, they don't need no assistance, no help, I don't need to learn nothing new, you have already failed. And if you're successful right now, you will fail soon because you're not going to learn anything new.
If you're successful now, that means you failed a few times to become who you are.
I'd say that this, like, people,
I'll give it to you, so
people are getting...
Oh, those ones who don't believe that?
People have come up. Like, any walk of life, whether it be opening a business or doing some music thing, even parents in a relationship, any walk of life, when you feel like when you come up, that's it. You don't need to learn anything else. I've made it.
Nope.
It happens to more people that made it than don't. You know?
Nope.
Because when you make it, you feel like
it don't
what
stop
else is there.
There
to learn? I have mastered this. That's what you feel like when you make it. So this applies to a lot of people that come up too. Because when you come up, you are more susceptible to the fall. You'll be the first person to say, I don't need any help. And like I said, if you already on top, then if you don't believe you need to learn anything new, you already failed. You will fail soon. So, and I think he wanted to touch on that because it struck a chord in his personal life about, you know, if you think you know it all, man, problems will come. Problems already been at your doorstep. You just ain't opened it yet. So, like I said, I went on just to correct this beat and learn something new. And I feel like you get stagnant if you don't try to learn something new. And if you think you know it all, nah, you don't. And with that, I'm going to see how it came out one more time. So I'm going to do this about 30 seconds just to see if it worked, y'all. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all let me know if I did learn something. Like I said, I thought it sounded terrible when I first did it. And my brethren thought it sounded good.
I ain't the only one that said it sounded good either. See, this one thing. We can't be one of those... I refuse to be one of those individuals that always give props and adulations to my immediate peoples I rock with.
Yeah, and I don't
like
look
I come
that
with real life.
It's a symbiotic relationship. Cause I don't look for adulation all the time. I look for somebody to be like, "Hey, that's whack." But I look for somebody to, you know, I look for somebody to tell me that. But here's the thing. You can't keep doubting. We did a whole episode on Bet on Yourself.
Yes.
You can't keep doubting yourself when nobody is stepping up and saying, hey, that's whack. Like, you can't keep looking for it. So sometimes I purposely seek out haters because in my own mind, I do that. I unconsciously seek out haters because I got people telling me it's good, it's great.
It gives you
so
a different angle.
I unconsciously seek out haters because I feel like somebody has got to say at some point, this is whack. You know what I'm saying? But like we were saying the other day, hey, bet on yourself. Like at one point, I got to stop subconsciously seeking out haters and just realize that, hey, maybe I am good. You know, I had to realize that at some point, instead of saying, I'm waiting on the other shoe to drop all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say, nah, that's just horrible.
Yeah, and yes, brethren.
But and I know I'm surrounded by people that just don't give me accolades because they know me. Like you,
I will not.
They don't actually say that they hate shit, but they'll give suggestions when they don't like shit, and I already know. I pick up on that. See, but that's a symbiotic relationship because I'm not looking for accolades. So when somebody say, when somebody give you that, you know, have you tried this or something? I don't get upset. Kick a hole in the speaker, pull the plug, then I jet.
Hey, no, look.
I genuinely take what they say. I take all of the suggestions in, and that's why I list them as collaborators sometimes, because I take in suggestions and I will change things based on what they say. You know?
So, what's the real life tip?
It's advice. I look at it as good advice. And you know, like I say, they just don't blow smoke and be like, oh yeah, that's great, and then they know it's terrible. But sometimes I think I'm subconsciously looking for somebody because I've been hated on for so long. I'm subconsciously looking for a hater somewhere. Like, it's gotta be one somewhere, right?
It's me.
But,
it's
me. But I'm not surrounded by haters, so I'm looking in the wrong spot.
Look.
Like, look, so I would have to go to somewhere.
Look, we're about to go real live on this one. You are surrounded by the biggest hater.
Who's your name?
There's no way you can get around this hater either. You're surrounded by the biggest one. We are, all of us, but definitely us who are literally putting in the work to come with a different little, mm-hmm. You know, in life. But the biggest hater that you definitely surrounded by is who's the puppet master on the whole way to move out here? And who's setting the policies? Who's you get over on this? Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to go deep, mm-hmm. But you heard what I just said, right? Mm-hmm. I've said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So to be able to still move and be motivated, with that being the biggest hater, showcases a whole different work ethic that some people just won't embrace. Some people fall victim to it, just become part of the algorithm.
Well.
Other individuals.
I mean, some people that think ethic is a drink. This. So, you know, they don't know what that is. They're like, what is it? You mix ethic with hypnotic, and what's that called again? Like, no, it's not a drink. Like, ethic. Like, nah. So, I mean, if you get people that know definitions of things, you might get some change. If people knew what ethic was, period, they could apply it to work ethic. Like, ethic, they could apply it. You know, work ethic to some people is a garnishment on their check. They're like, yeah, I get work ethic taken off. They don't. Like, well, yeah. You know what work ethic is? Yeah, I get that taken out every 2 weeks.
I'm done.
See how people just, you need to educate. Like I say, you're never too old to learn. It's always something you can learn every day. Learn what work ethic is. It is not a garnishment.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm done. I got this.
Put that out there for y'all.
I don't have nothing to say on that one, yo. That was him. That was him. Y'all lucky I didn't even just close out the episode on that one right there. But yeah, that's how we gonna do that. Yeah, close it out. Close it out.
Learn something.
You'll never.
You know what?
And we didn't even do it.
Whenever y'all get up in the morning, learn something new today. That's a daily challenge.
Yes.
Learn something new today. Learn something that you never knew before. That you thought you knew, but you didn't know. Reinvestigate shit that you thought was the truth and it wasn't. It don't hurt. You know. It's like, my take on it.
Yeah. And that ties into a whole other topic we did before in the previous. I can't remember the exact number, but we spoke on how do you feel how you truly feel when you find out the truth about something, the real truth.
Oh my God, he just did it.
How do you feel when you find out the real truth about some shit that you got told? Like, fluoride is good for our teeth. No, it ain't.
It's not like
milk does the body good. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did do that.
The best way to get over somebody.
I was talking about how we drink here's another one. Animal.
The best way to get over somebody is get under somebody. No.
No, that's what my uncle said. Oh,
man. No.
That wasn't it. No, no.
That's
that
so far from the truth.
Because
look, on that one there.
No. You, no, the truth is.
When you get physical.
You need a break.
Look, no, look, when you get physical with somebody and they have demons and spirits. Transfer. That's why the whole body count situation is somewhat important, but only important depending on the individual you're dealing with.
I'm sorry, y'all. He did this. He just asked me, how do you feel? Tell me how you feel. Ain't for real. How do you feel?
He had to do it. And I love when he do it. I love it. It absolutely.
How you feel.
It makes my teeth whiter. Without it being fluoride involved. You know what I mean?
Tell me, people. Like, how do you feel? When the president and the secretary ain't real. Yeah, I was. He doing the podcast by himself.
Turn it down real quick, man.
Tell you, man. Anyway, my dude said, oh, he said, tell me, people, how do you feel when the president and the secretary ain't real?
Like, so that ties into, you know, what you say, Bridger?
Yeah, you think you know it all, you don't know shit. You already failed.
You already failed. You think you know
you
it all.
You don't know it all. Nobody knows it all. Unless your name is the Almighty, then you have failed.
You have failed.
In the morning, hey.
This ain't
before
even
you eat your breakfast, you gotta get down.
This ain't even about embracing the God in you.
No.
You're not the Almighty, creator of all.
No.
The whole hunt.
You don't know everything.
A lot of y'all are fooled by the people that have the God complex that are setting the tone for you on how to live out here. What's right, what's wrong, what's this, what's that. Nah, it's deeper than that.
Y'all, get over yourself. That's what I'm telling you. Get over yourself. You're not that. My uncles used to say, get out how you live. This is what this song is about. Because he said, super cool is your pleasure. You want to find something better, you got to get down. That man can get down how you live. Like, that's what that meant. Running the country, and you ain't running it funky. You see, look, I want y'all to hear this part about the police, too. It's the country shit. I want you to hear this police part right here. I'm gonna turn it up just a slight bit. I bet y'all y'all learned something new today. This is a group called War. I bet you never heard of it.
Well,
you just learned something new.
Well, based on the age demographics that's listening, they have.
Yeah, maybe.
We trying
but
to,
they probably skipped over.
We trying to get the youth to be.
Well,
I want
the
youth.
So now they need to learn something new.
I need the youth to be more of the listenership. But that comes with repetition. See, here's the whole thing that I'm learning. And I've learned you have
the word to the day
to be all the way okay with being repetitious, because what is unfamiliar takes time to fucking ingest, digest. inhale. Except, we can use also what's going on.
You know why it takes time? Because the body inherently injects any, rejects anything unfamiliar. Huh. This is why I make vaccines and shit. Your body, listen to me, your body inherently rejects anything that's unfamiliar. This is why mentally you have to take time to get used to anything unfamiliar. You have to let yourself get used to something unfamiliar. Because you'll let yourself have a vaccine to let your body get used to something unfamiliar, but you won't let your mind get used to something unfamiliar.
You won't let your spirit get used to
it. Yes, the body inherently rejects anything unfamiliar. So yes, people, it takes time. Like, it takes a little bit of dedication to get used to something unfamiliar.
Why you ain't never had no ideas to rob your cousin?
That's funny. I mean, it's tragic, but it's funny. It's a tragedy. If a blind man dropped his wallet and I pointed to it and he didn't pick it up, am I wrong? Tragedy.
All right, y'all. We out of here. We just wanted to drop some real quick live, real live talk.
Real live tragedy.
This is episode 25, all the way live, 365. All praises due to the Most High.
Absolutely.
Real live salute to the ones who support, tap in, tune in, share these links unapologetically with the world. This is a lifestyle, not a hobby right here, y'all. I've never gotten into podcasting or any part of real live life shit with the objective to just be doing it. This is a lifestyle right here. Repetitive. This kind of unapologetic behavior right here, a real live fucking expression, is going to do exactly what I foreseen it to do a long time ago. Mm. But didn't think it would come in this form.
Fruition. That's the word we
think. Yeah, fruition.
Well, again, I'm unapologetic enough.
I don't want no trees and flowers that took a day to grow. Nah. No. Yeah.
Gotta plant the seed.
Nope.
Mm-mm. You say nope.
Nope. Ain't nothing happening.
Look. I'm unapologetic, but sometimes I don't want y'all to take me too seriously. But you gotta hear some of the things I'm saying seriously. I don't want you to take it like I'm unapologetic. I don't want you to go overboard with it because I laugh and I joke and I poke, and I took that from a man. But when I say some things, it's a real message in there.
Yeah.
So you know.
Enjoy the fact that I found a humorous way to some degree. Because I've had my moments where I just was letting it fly. And there was no jokes.
No jokes.
Actually, it was kind of funny. Some individuals.
Jokes allowed.
Some people, you know, some of the content, some of the feedback I've got on those moments where I was just, you know, letting it fly. They was like, oh my God, you had me cracking up crying. I said, why? They said, because we know what you're talking about.
Well, that's
not who. Not exactly who. But we've all been there. And you was just letting it go. Flat out. Anyway, all right. This ain't about bigging me up. Yeah, whatever. You know. But shout out to you all. You all are important. Real Live Talk family. It's a we thing, not a me thing. So, live out. Let's go there. We came in crazy. Live out.